Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Basketball legend Kobe Bryant, along with one of his children, died Sunday in a helicopter crash in Southern California. Seven others in the helicopter also died. NPR's Dwali Saikautow has more from Newport Beach, where Bryant and his family lived.
Kobe Bryant spent much of his adult life living in homes near the beaches here. When he joined the Lakers, he would travel to the Staples Center in downtown L.A., often by helicopter. Bryant left John Wayne Airport Sunday morning with his 13-year-old daughter, six other passengers, and a pilot just after 9 a.m. local time. Authorities at the crash site in Calabasas say there are no survivors and that they won't release the names of the other victims until a final coroner's report. The city of Newport Beach released a statement saying, "It is with heavy hearts that we say goodbye to Newport resident and international sports legend Kobe Bryant." Dwali Saikautow, NPR News, Newport Beach.
Democratic Senator Ed Markey is calling on his Republican colleagues to allow witnesses and new evidence in the impeachment trial of President Trump. From member station WGBH, Tori Bedford has more.
The Senate is expected to vote this week on whether to call witnesses and new evidence as part of the trial. For that to happen, the Senate needs four Republicans to vote in favor. Markey says a fair trial requires allowing new evidence and witnesses.
I seriously doubt that there are four Republicans who are willing to in any way run the risk that they would have the ire, the anger of Donald Trump directed at them.
Markey emphasized the importance of witnesses who defied House subpoenas, especially acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. For NPR News, I'm Tori Bedford in Boston.
The House impeachment managers are perhaps more eager to hear from Bolton since the latest report from the New York Times. The paper says a draft of his upcoming book claims the president told him he wanted to keep a freeze on military aid to Ukraine until it investigated his Democratic rivals. The president is charged with abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine for his own benefit. The death toll from the new coronavirus in China is now 80. The total number of confirmed cases is 2,744. Health officials confirm there are five cases in the U.S. Dr. Barbara Ferrer is director of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. She says one of the patients had just arrived in Los Angeles.
The person who is a traveler from Wuhan, China, and is a non-resident, transited through LAX and is currently receiving medical care at a local hospital equipped to treat infectious diseases.
She says the recent cases do not pose an immediate threat to the general public. This is NPR News from Washington. Canada is sending more firefighters to help fight the bushfires in Australia. A military transport plane carrying 15 personnel will leave Monday. They're to take images of the fires from the air and help predict how the blazes may spread. Authorities say their help will free up Australian planes. Officials say more than 100 Canadian firefighters and fire management experts already have been sent. In Turkey, the death toll from Friday night's earthquake has risen to 35. The government says at least 45 people have been rescued from beneath collapsed buildings. Dari Buscarin has more.
Earthquake relief efforts continue in the eastern Turkish province of Alazı after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook the area on Friday. One mother and her two-year-old daughter were rescued after being trapped under debris for more than 24 hours. Daytime temperatures in Alazı have hovered around freezing, with snow expected later this week. Almost 10,000 tents have been distributed to people whose homes were destroyed in the quake. In a press conference, Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said rent allowance and cash assistance will be available on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Dari Buscarin in Istanbul.
Musicians honored their own Sunday night with the Grammy Awards. Relative newcomers were among the winners. 18-year-old Billie Eilish won several Grammys, including for Best New Artist and Record of the Year for her single Bad Guy. Lizzo won three awards, including one for Best Urban Contemporary Album, 'Cause I Love You. Lil Nas X, with veteran Billy Ray Cyrus, won for Best Music Video, Old Town Road. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.